Welcome, little ones, to Bedtime Stories with Nana Shell. I hope you've had an amazing day, and I'm so excited to be able to read to you a bedtime story tonight. Now make sure you've brushed your teeth and you've got your pajamas on. Tuck yourself into bed and rest your head on your pillow, and let's dive into a story to wish you good night. Aladdin. Once upon a sleepy time, there was a book about why Aladdin and Princess Jasmine owed their happiness to a big blue genie. Let's begin. On a dark night in a faraway land, an evil man named Jafar and his wicked parrot were waiting. Soon a thief named Gazim rode up to them and held out the missing half of a scarab medallion. When Jafar fit the two halves together, thunder rumbled. In a flash of lightning, the medallion raced across the desert. Jafar and the thief followed the medallion to the Cave of Wonders. Gazim, bring me the magic lamp, Jafar ordered. But the thief didn't make it beyond the opening of the cave. The tiger god of the cave devoured him. Then the tiger god spoke. Only one who is worthy may enter here. The next day, a poor hungry young man named Aladdin and his pet monkey Abu were sitting on a rooftop. They were looking down on the marketplace of Agrabha. Suddenly, Aladdin noticed a lovely young wooden woman. She seemed lost. She took an apple from a vendor's cart. And when the angry vendor demanded payment, which the young woman didn't have, Aladdin and Abu rushed to help her. Thank you, kind sir, Aladdin said to the vendor. Thank you for finding my sister. And he quickly led the young woman away. This is your first time in the marketplace, isn't it? Asked Aladdin. I'm running away, the young woman explained. My father is trying to force me to get married. Suddenly, the palace guards appeared and arrested Aladdin. When the young woman demanded that they release Aladdin, the guards found out that she was Princess Jasmine, the Sultan's daughter. The guards explained to her that Jafar, her father advisor, had ordered Aladdin's capture. Princess Jasmine returned to the palace and ordered Jafar to release Aladdin. Jafar told her that the young man had been killed. But Aladdin was not dead. Jafar was keeping him alive because he had learned that Aladdin was the only person worthy to enter the Cave of Wonders. It was Aladdin who could bring the magic lamp to Jafar. Then at least Jafar would use it to become Sultan. Disguised as an old man, Jafar took Aladdin to the Cave of Wonders. The sleeping tiger God awoke. Proceed, he said. Touch nothing but the lamp. Aladdin and Abu gasped as they saw all the gold and jewels in the cavern. Don't touch anything, Abu, Aladdin warned. Then, just as Aladdin found the magic lamp and scooped it up, Abu touched a huge glittering jewel. Frantic, Aladdin and Abu scrambled back towards the entrance where Jafar was waiting. Help me, shouted Aladdin. But Jafar refused, and Aladdin and Abu tumbled back down into the dark cavern. Aladdin feared they were trapped forever, but Abu still had the lamp. Aladdin took the old lamp and tried to rub off some of the dust. Poof! In a flash of colourful swirling smoke, a gigantic genie appeared. Say, you don't look like my master, he said to Aladdin. But you still have three wishes and no wishing for more wishes. Aladdin was stunned. Three wishes? He intended to make good use of them. But first he tricked the genie into whisking them out of the cave on a magic carpet. Unsure of what to wish for first, Aladdin asked the genie what he would wish for. Surprised at the question, the genie replied, I would wish for freedom. So Aladdin promised to use his third wish to set the genie free. But his first wish was to be a prince so that he could marry Princess Jasmine. At the same time, in the palace of Agrabah, Jafar had used his serpent staff to hypnotize the Sultan. The poor Sultan was about to agree that Jafar could marry Jasmine. Suddenly, they heard the sounds of a parade. The spell was broken, and the Sultan rushed to the balcony in time to see the arrival of a grand prince. It was Aladdin. The genie had granted the young man's first wish. Aladdin entered the throne room. "Your Majesty," he said, bowing to the Sultan, "I am Prince Ali Baba. I come to seek your daughter's hand in marriage." The Sultan was thrilled. The law stated that Jasmine must marry a prince before her next birthday, which was only days away. But the princess did not want to marry Prince Ali. She was not in love with him. Prince Ali offered the princess a ride on his magic carpet, hoping to win her love. During the magical journey, Princess Jasmine realized that Prince Ali was the young man who had rescued her in the marketplace. That starry night, Aladdin and Princess Jasmine fell in love. But later that night, Jafar had Prince Ali captured and thrown into the sea. He was making sure that Prince Ali would not marry Jasmine and foil Jafar's own evil plans. Luckily, Aladdin had the magic lamp with him. He summoned the genie and asked for his second wish, to save his life. The genie quickly transported Aladdin back to the place in Agrabah. Now that Prince Ali was out of the way, Jafar was determined to marry Princess Jasmine. "I will never marry you, Jafar," cried Jasmine. "Papa, I choose Prince Ali." But once again, the Sultan was under Jafar's spell and he ordered his daughter to marry Jafar. The princess was suspicious. "Papa, what's wrong with you?" Suddenly, Aladdin burst into the stone room and smashed Jafar's serpent staff. "He's been controlling you with this, Your Highness." And immediately the spell was broken. "Traitor," shouted the Sultan. "Guards, arrest Jafar." But before the guards could capture him, Jafar escaped to his secret laboratory. Despite his hasty exit, Jafar had seen that Prince Ali was carrying the magic lamp, that he was really Aladdin. Jafar ordered Lego, his parrot, to steal the lamp. And when Lego returned, Jafar made the genie appear. "I wish to be Sultan," he demanded. The moment had come for the Sultan to announce the wedding of Princess Jasmine and Princess Ali Abwa. A cheering crowd had gathered in front of the palace. Suddenly, Jafar appeared in the Sultan's robes. The crowd gasped. "Genie, what have you done?" Aladdin shouted. "Sorry, kid. I've got a new master now." Then Jafar made his second wish. He wanted to be the most powerful sorcerer in the world. Jafar the sorcerer lost no time turning Prince Ali back into Aladdin, and Jasmine couldn't believe her eyes. "Jasmine, I'm sorry. I'm not a prince. I can't marry you." Jafar banished Aladdin to the ends of the earth. When Aladdin found himself a million miles from nowhere, he was glad that Abu and the magic carpet were still with him. "Back to Agrabah," he shouted to the carpet, "as fast as you can." Jafar was in the palace throne room enjoying his newfound power when Aladdin appeared. "How many times do I have to destroy you, boy?" "You cowardly snake," Aladdin snapped. "Cowardly snake," shouted Jafar. With a loud hiss, he turned himself into a giant cobra. "Without the genie, boy, you're nothing," said Jafar, laughing. Looking up at the power-hungry Jafar, Aladdin got an idea. "The genie has more power than you'll ever have," he jeered. "Yes, yes, you're right. I'm ready to make my third wish. I wish to be a genie." The moment Jafar turned into a genie, Aladdin smiled. Jafar had forgotten that a genie must live in a lamp. He and Lego disappeared into their own magic lamp. The Sultan was overjoyed. That very day he changed the law so that Jasmine could marry the man she chose, and she chose Aladdin. And what did Aladdin do with his third wish? He kept his promise and wished for Genie's freedom. "Look out, world," exclaimed the genie. "Here I come. I'm free." And that is the story of Aladdin. Well, little ones, I hope you enjoyed our bedtime story. It's now time for our nightly prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the earth my soul to keep, that angels watch me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Good night, moon. Good night, stars. Good night, little ones.